Advancement may be only by one being drawn to exit this will to receive where he is at in the meantime. Therefore, each time we must yearn to bestow, to rise above the will to receive what draws a person and to try to be above it. And certainly a burdening will come, the burdening of the heart, the burdening of the thought. And again, try and try to transcend it. The ascent from the will to receive, which is a small exodus from Egypt, is by the light that reforms, that comes to us, especially when we read the Zohar. So let's focus better in this action. Transcending the will to receive. What does this mean, transcending the will to receive? That we, instead of being each one inside himself, let's exit ourselves. We will want, we'll do this effort to go out of ourselves and to be included in the connection between us. Yes.
Zohar for all, Bereshit, Vayechi lived, and Jacob lived in the land of Egypt, Adam 15. It is as was written, none has seen iniquity in Yaakov, nor seen toil in Israel. This means that he did not see iniquity in Yaakov, but did see toil. But in Israel, he did not even see toil, because the din, the judgment, is regarded as rachamim, mercy in him as well. And since in exile we are pressed among the enemies, and divinity has departed from the king, Zer'anpin, and moved far from him, this became the reason that in the end divinity will be among us and will redeem us. This is so because the pressure brings us to repentance, to repentance, and repentance to redemption.
We should constantly define correctly, depict correctly. What is repentance? Exiting it myself. What is redemption? Connection. Redemption is when we discover the force of bestowal among us. That's the Creator. That is exile, conversely to the redemption. Exile is when we are all the time inside ourselves, and redemption is when the Matzav Aleph, the first state, is revealed. Alufo shel Olam.
Thus, the din at the degree of Israel becomes Rachamim as well. This is why it is written that he did not see it all in Israel, but it is all Rachamim. However, at the degree of Yaakov, it is not so. Hence, there is toll in him. This is the reason why the angel blessed him, "Your name shall no longer be Yaakov, but Israel, who has din as well as Rachamim, exile as well as redemption, and it is all Rachamim." This is why it was written, "Thus says the Lord King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, it is written, and Yaakov lived, alive. King means the din in the name Israel. His Redeemer is the Rachamim in the name Israel. And both are included in the name hosts, which is Netzach and Hod. Netzach is the Rachamim in it, and Hod is the din in it. And they are called Vayechi, lived, alive. Netzach, the right leg, shines only from below upwards. This is why it is called lived, Vayechi, in past tense. The Hod is the left leg, and shines from above downwards too, which is why it is called alive, Chai, in present tense. All of that is in the upper degree, Israel. But below the degree of Israel, it is written, thus says the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool, This is so because above, at the degree of Israel, both my legs are alive. The right leg is Netzach, lived, Vayechi, and the left leg is Hod, Chai, alive. But here they are called Hadom Raglaim, my footstool, from the word Demama, stillness, the opposite of life. 16. At the higher degree, Israel, both legs, Netzach and Hod, are alive, Chai. The Netzach is lived, Vayechi, and Hod is Chai, alive. And both are included in the words Vayechi, lived. There are two discernments in the letters, simple and filled. For example, when pronouncing Aleph, the letters Lamed Pei are heard with it, meaning Aleph. And when pronouncing Bet, the letters Yutaf are heard with it.
The shape of the letters is the shape and form of the connection between us. Try to think about that also. Chasadim, mercy, chokhmah, up and down, the limitations in each letter. You remember the article of letters, Rav Imnon HaSaba, that this letter is not prepared, and this one isn't prepared. But nevertheless, in every letter, in every shape of connection, all the shapes of the letters in the book of the Torah, from the beginning to its end, there are all the connections, combinations, out of which the complete Kli is constructed, in which Naran Chai, the complete Naran Chai is revealed. Naran Chai of the end of correction. So each and every letter is the shape and form of the relationship between us. And combining all these relationships, we reach a full and complete Kli. Yes.
There are two discernments in the letters, simple and filled. For example, when pronouncing Aleph, the letters Lamed Pei are heard with it, meaning Aleph. And when pronouncing Bet, the letters Yutav are heard with it, meaning Bet. The letters Aleph and Bet are called simple, and the letters Lamed, Pe, Yutaf, which are sounded with them, are the fillings of the simples. Accordingly, when the four letters Vayechi are filled, they are Vav, Yud, Vav, Yud, Vav, Daled, Chet, Taf, and Yud, Vav, Daled. Also, two divisions are discerned in them. One, the four simple letters Vayechi. Two, the seven letters of the filling Yud, Vav, Vav, Daled, Taf, Vav, Daled, which are Gadlut with three letters in Gematria, 436 in Gematria. Also, there are two legs, Netzach and Hod, where the first division, Vayechi, is Netzach. And the second division, which is Exal in Gematria, is Hod. And both are Chai, alive, meaning included in the word Vayechi, alive. Since because the Exal is the reason for the redemption and revival, the Exal is regarded as revival too. 17. Those two divisions are included in the gem Sapphire, which is under the throne in the land of Egypt. It is written, and the Lord will smite Egypt. This is the second division, the letters of the filling which imply to the exile. And the words, your dew is as the dew of light. It means dew of revival, the first division, the letters of the simple which imply revival. 18. For this reason, the second division, which implies to the exile, conjoins with the first division, which implies to revival and redemption. It is written, House of Yaakov, go and let us walk by the light of the Lord. This means that the letters that imply to the exile to which they were sentenced for their iniquities in a true judgment have correction in the Torah. And by keeping it, you will come out of the sludge that is the exile, and you will walk by the light of the Creator. And the meaning of the words House of Yaakov go refers to the exile. Hence, by strengthening there in the Torah, you will be rewarded as it is written, and let us walk by the light of the Lord, which is the revival and the redemption. It follows that the exile is the reason for the redemption. Thus, the two divisions come as one.
Is this clear? Everyone is praying. Okay.
לפעמים צריכים
sometimes
משהו לתת למוח.
You should give something to the brains and sometimes to the heart. Prayer comes from the heart. Sometimes you should also scrutinize the letters of work in the brain. Okay?
19. The letters Aleph, Reish, Tzadik are in a sudden land that comes into exile in the division in the Book of Torah, meaning in the 400 years in the sentencing between the pieces, and in the Eretz land they are divided into Aleph, Resh. In the divining of the Book of Torah, the Resh and Tzadik unite in the exile, meaning that they were in exile in Egypt for Resh Tzadik 219 Gematria years. And the filling Lamed Pei of the Aleph in Aretz is 110 in Gematria. And 100 plus 290 are 400 years. What is the exile in Egypt? After all, Abraham was told that his children would be in exile for 400 years. But if we count them, there were only 290 years. The Zohar calculates the beginning of the days of exile in actual fact at the time of the selling of Yosef to the Egyptians when he was 17. He took 13 years until he became a king, because when he stood before Pharaoh, he was 30 years old. By the time Yaakov and his sons came to Egypt, Yosef was already 39 years old. Since when Yaakov came to Egypt, the seven plentiful years had passed, plus 2 years of famine. And Yosef lived 71 more years after Yaakov had arrived in Egypt, since Yosef lived 110 years. And the enslavement did not begin as long as Yosef was alive. Kehat was among those who descended to Egypt, and he lived for 133 years. Amram, his son, lived 137 years, and Moshe's day age when they were redeemed was 80. If we say that Amram was born at the end of Kehat's days and that Moshe was born at the end of Amram's days, then together they are 350 years. 13 years had passed from the selling of Yosef until he became king. And this falls into the calculation of the exile. Thus, there are 363 years. Subtract 71 years that he ruled after Yaakov's arrival in Egypt, for during his reign they were not enslaved, and it is 292 years. But the Zohar calculates only 290 years, because it considers 2 years as overlapping, since Amram was not born precisely at the end of the days of Kehat, or Moshe was not born precisely at the end of the days of Amram. 20. It is written, and Yosef died being 110 years old. And it is written, the young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Immanuel. In this text, conception and delivery have been filled into exiles and much troubles and bad times. As it is written, for before the boy will know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land will be forsaken. The Lord shall bring upon you days that have not come. And although the Creator will be with us during those years, as indicated by the name of the boy, Immanuel, God is with us. The name of divinity will have been shaken and become removed from her husband Zeranbin, and she is with us in exile. And although divinity is with us, she is afflicted in exile and without a zivug. We learn from the text that there is conception that precedes the birth of the exile, and the 110 years of age are the additional carving considered the conception of the existence of the exile. And the writing will wish to say that 110 years of the exile in Egypt had already passed in the form of conception, which together with the 92 of being in actual exile, they are 400 years that the Creator told Abraham in the covenant between the pieces. Also, Yaakov's exile was counted only since the death of Yosef. And these 110 years of the conception of exile are implied by the feeling of Lamed Pei of the Aleph in Aretz, which is 110 in Gematria. And the 290 of being in actual exile are implied by the Reish Tzadik in Aretz. And all that is as it is written, from the time that the continual is removed and the abomination of desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. The text says 1,000 over 290, as it explained that the exile divides into conception and actual exile. Aleph is the conception, and in Gematria, his feeling of Lamed Pei is 110, and the 290 are the actual exile, and they are the letters of Aretz, meaning Aleph Ratz. 21. So the length of Yaakov's life was 147 years. Here, in the 170 years of Yaakov's life, lies the number of corrections in the exile that the exiled children will have in Midat Adin, quality of judgment, in three exiles. The first correction is with Egypt, which corresponds to 7 years. It is written about it, I adjure you that you do not arouse or awaken my love until it pleases, daughters of Jerusalem. Here too, the number seven in Yaakov's years is an oath, indicating not to awake the love redemption until it pleases. 22. From this we understand the meaning of the number seven, as it is written, from afar the Lord appeared unto me. I have loved you with an everlasting love. From afar means in exile. This was because of the great love that appears only through exile. Exile is the correction. When the children of Israel are liberated from the exile, the Creator's love for us will be revealed. In the number seven in Yaakov's life, the text wishes to say that the holy sons who were exiled for their transgressions will be in din judgment for many years until they are seven times according to your sins. It also says, if Cain is avenged sevenfold, for with this number it corrects the corruptions that they had done and reveals the light of redemption. This is in the first exile in Egypt, the smallest of the three exiles. 23. The second exile is the exile in Babel, which corresponds to 40 years in Yaakov's life. In relation to Egypt 7, they are bigger, since they came to the exile in Egypt as lay people, and their sorrow was not great. But to the exile in Babylon, they came like captive royalty, for they had already had the Torah, the land, and the temple. Hence, their affliction was great, and it is considered 4 years compared to Egypt's 7. 24. The third exile is the long exile that we are in, which corresponds to 100 years in Yaakov's life compared to the 40 in the exile in Babylon.
Questions?
No.
Well?
We read that the exile is the correction. What does it mean?
Everything is correction. From the shattering of the vessels, after all parts of the broken soul descend, all the rest is correction. There is the stature of the lights with respect to the Kelim, which is made in the world of Adam Kadmon. Later on, there is the system of the shattering, how to shatter or break the desire. Why? In order for the light to enter in the desire and pass on to it. In this descent of the light in the desire, it will pass the coarseness of youth of the desire to the desire. What does this mean? That by the pleasure, the desire will grow. I give you some candy. In the beginning, you're saying, no, I don't want it. Okay, I'll take it as a favor to you. You taste it, suddenly you discover, now I see it's worthwhile for me to work in order to obtain these candies. Well, the pleasure increases, magnifies the desire. So, by the light entering, the light that they wanted to receive it in order to bestow, in the world of Nikudim, or in the sin of Adam Rishon, like with Chava, that she prepared herself and Adam to sanctify, to receive in order to bestow all the pleasure of the bestowal to the Creator. And as it is written, either in the shattering of the vessels or in the sin of Etz Hadat, the tree of knowledge, that they were truly made in sanctity, but they didn't take into account what is existence from absence. It's the basic disconnection, detachment from light, which is the action of the Creator. When the Creator created existence from absence, he created by that some incision, separation between him and the created being. This is existence from existence, and this is existence from absence. Absence. And he wants to give the created being the ability to leap over the fact that he is the created being. The pleasure coming to the created being while wanting to resemble to the Creator, as if he wishes to skip over this absence and to be as the Creator, so he will be existence. He will bestow just like the Creator. This pleasure must shatter the vessels, and then the vessels will receive coarseness with respect to this action of creation, this foundation of creation, existence from absence. And when they correct themselves, they will be truly adhered, clung to the Creator. Therefore, there must be this shattering of the vessel. And after the shattering, everything that happens after the shattering of the world of Nikodim, and later on the worlds of Abiyah established, and then Adam Rishon was born and developed, and he also was shattered, and all of his pieces separated, distanced, declined, and formed in a detached way, shattered way. Later on, the process of correction begins. That's it. The process of correction begins.
Uh,
So everything that happens happens in order to correct. There is no moment, no action that is not for correction. The main thing in all these desires, there are such desires that may identify themselves with the process of correction. And this is the most important thing. That's why it's written, everything is created for Israel. The same vessels that can direct themselves to correction, they are called Yeshakel. They are the important ones. The others join them. Nevertheless, the correction, which is the main thing for feeling, for being aware, for revealing the Creator to the created being, is by the tendencies to revelation, which are called Israel. But everything is for correction, the descents, the ascents, not understanding, not participating, it doesn't matter. Everything is devoured in this same process. Yes?
We also read that in the exile of Egypt, love is revealed. What is the correction that is done in the exile of Egypt?
Many corrections. Disconnecting from Yaakov, disconnecting from Yosef, connecting to Moshe. All of this is upon the will to receive that increases constantly. The end of the 7 years of hunger and the plagues. Many discernments. Because this is preparing the Kli. What does he say? That in Galut and Geulah, the difference between Galut and Geulah is the letter Aleph, that the light is revealed, the Creator is revealed there. In exile, Galut, you should discover how much the Creator is lacking, without which you cannot connect. If you don't gather, if you don't accumulate all these desires, passions, sorrow for not being able to discover the Creator, the quality of bestowal between the friends. This is discovering the Creator. That you are so sorry that you can't connect to them. Nevertheless, you continue and continue without any account for yourself, more and more to discover love, connection, and you are not able, you reach the 10 plagues by which you detach from Paro. Before that, you can't detach from him. Moshe may, but the people of Israel, your desires, until the last minute, they hear that you should leave Egypt, they should prepare themselves, Pesach is coming, and these corrupt desires will receive blows, and the desires which are correctly directed may separate themselves. This is true work, despite the difficulty. And this difficulty shouldn't stop us, because this is the work in Egypt. Otherwise, we will never reach redemption. Until you reach the end of exertion to try to connect upon all the problems, the failures, the burdening, we won't receive help from the Creator, which is called, with a strong hand, He delivers the people of Israel out of Egypt. Let's go on to the next part of the lesson.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson.